I'm Ali Mellor, and I'm fundraising for Sands. We're doing a gig called Sounds for Sands.
Perfect. Could you tell me, first of all, I guess then, what is Sands, if anyone's never heard of the charity?
So Sands is a charity based in the UK who support bereaved families dealing with stillbirth and neonatal death of children and babies.
You did a fundraiser last year, so yes. People would have seen you bombing it along the prom.
Yes.
So why this year? Why a gig? Why have you lent into that instead?
I'm a drummer, but also I love going to gigs. And it was suggested to me by my friend, Jenny, who's in Half Naked Headline, that we should do that as well, and try and make this like an annual thing, which is really nice because it's around the time of my daughter's birthday, who we're doing this in memory of.
So tell me a little bit about your daughter then. So what's her birthday?
So her birthday is on the 22nd of March. She was stillborn, and her name's Belle. So yeah, it's in memory of her, and she would be 14 this year. So last year was the first year that I did anything to honour her 13th birthday, because it's a bit of a milestone. So yeah, hopefully this will grow and grow into something bigger, and hopefully be skating and gigs going forward. That would be my aim, and have a much bigger event each year, but trying to do smaller ones and test which works and which doesn't work. So last year we had a target of £500, and this year we've got the same target, but last year we exceeded the target, so we're trying to get over £500 this year.
Yeah, it'd be awesome to double it. Yes, is the goal.
Yes, it would be great, but anything is very much appreciated. I'm realizing that there may be some issues with buses as well for people to get to and from the gig. So if people can't make the gig, they can donate, or they could just share the event and tell people about it and just raise awareness as well for Sands. And yeah, and just that would be great if people could do that.
And you said you do skating and gigs in the future, not a combo of the two. You're not gonna try and play drums on the skateboard?
Oh no,
we've not tried that.
No, not yet. But okay. I do like a challenge.
Well, there's a challenge. I'll put the challenge down. Drumming on a skateboard.
Yeah, I could try. Maybe a little bongo, little pair of bongos or something. That could be achievable, I'm sure.
Well, so Ali's going to rock up to the gig on Saturday on a skateboard. But tell people the details of the gig. So where's it at and who's playing?
So it's at the awesome pub that is the Rover's Return. It starts from about 8 o'clock. Right the way through till midnight, and the bands that are playing are Smoking Fingers, Half Naked Headline and Dwarf Damage.
Perfect. All brilliant bands. So they were they all just up for getting involved then?
Yes. We're quite lucky with the music scene on the Isle of Man here. It's a very close-knit community, isn't it, here, and everybody is very keen to support everybody, and especially with charity events such as this. And I'm very grateful for them to do this and help promote it and support me and the charity as well. Yeah, we're just really lucky with the music scene here. And yeah, it will be a great night.
So the hopes then, you said, to sort of make it maybe an annual thing if it goes well this time. So would you want to expand it even more each time? Like different bands, bigger bands? Are we aiming?
I'd just like loads of bands. Loads and loads of bands. I would love, yeah, loads of bands. And the thing that I like about when I'm trying to organise stuff like this is originals as well. So it's original bands from the Isle of Man who are playing their own music and showcasing the best of their music and their creative talent, which is really quite nice.
Yeah, definitely an awesome way of kind of, yeah, going and finding out some new music maybe this weekend that people might not have heard of.
Absolutely.
For a brilliant cause as well.
Yes, absolutely.
So obviously it's a cause very close to your heart, and you don't have to go into too many details around it, but why do you think it's important maybe that we do touch on the important work that they're doing?
It's still not a very open discussion about baby death and stillbirth and neonatal death as well, and it's still treated as a bit of a dirty secret and a bit of a taboo subject, and I think it's important for bereaved parents to acknowledge that their child or their baby, you know, they did have a life, and they are still parents, and they always will be parents. And that's what the work of Sands does, is it highlights just how important it is for parents who were left behind, and how they move forward with their life, and the support that they receive through the charity is absolutely invaluable. And the help that I received nearly 14 years ago, then it was very, very different. It was very much kind of kept quiet and you didn't talk about these things. Whereas now there's a lot more support for parents, and there's some great other charities that are doing stuff as well. But this is just for me to highlight that just this charity did such a huge amount for me at the time, that this is kind of a thank you, and also to celebrate and commemorate Belle as well. But it's a great thing that there's so many charities, and there's so much more help for bereaved parents who are going through this. So hopefully it's raising awareness that, oh, actually this does happen, and it does unfortunately happen quite often. And the work that this charity does, and other charities like it, is it can help people who don't know what to say to parents, or they don't know what to say to families who have suffered this. And it's really helpful for people who aren't going through this but don't necessarily know how to deal with it, or what to say or talk to people about. So that's another thing that they really do help with as well. It's a really great cause.
Yeah, because like you say, Belle's a whole human, a whole person. Yeah. And actually we should talk about her, and it shouldn't be something that we don't talk about.
Yes.
And also, if this becomes an annual thing every year, you know you're going to have to go big for 18th birthday.
Oh yeah, definitely.
It's going to have to be massive.
Yes.
So that's what we're going to have to do.
Yeah, no pressure there.
No pressure. That's when you can drum on the skateboard.
Oh, crumbs. I don't know, yeah. I might be well too old and past it by then. I don't think my knees would be still. But I can certainly, at least attempt to. Well, yeah. I do like a challenge.
Yeah, this is it. What we said before we were on mic, that like, you're never too old to skateboard and never too old to be in bands.
Exactly.
So there you go. Yeah. You've got a few years, limber up, get ready for it.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that we've missed that you want to add at all?
I don't think so. If you want to donate, you can do by, if you visit any of the band's pages, or if you visit Air Promotions, who are helping with the pushing of this gig. Also to the Rovers as well, if you can't make it but you're in the pub either before or after, you can talk to them about chucking some money in a bucket. If you can't make it to the gig, please do share or donate, or just tell people about it. And if you want to find out more, just drop us a message.
Perfect. And we'll have a link to the Just Giving page on our article as well. So yeah, good luck with it.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.